Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I mean, is that really a question?
It's one of them. It's one of many questions. Bernstein and Holmes, middays on Sports Radio 670, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Be a part of it. Join the movement. It was clear that Lance Lynn was on fumes. He was tiring. And
if it wasn't clear by his body language, one could look at his pitch count.
He's over 100 pitches. And all I did at the time was I tweeted, why is Lance Lynn facing Mullins?
I thought you were going to go, why is Tony La Russa?
Why is he facing Mullins? And it was a little dinky hit. So big deal, whatever. You can argue whatever. He made the pitch, and that's just kind of what La Russa said afterward. But he shouldn't have been facing. That's when you take him out. That's the game there. This moment, this opportunity in the seventh, this is when the game is going to be decided. And what we know about baseball now is baseball tells you when games are going to be decided. Sometimes it's the fourth. Sometimes it's the fifth. Sometimes it's the ninth. But that was it. We have a term for that. The term is high leverage. You hear us use that term all the time, but just a basic understanding of leverage. And leverage means the outcome of these is going to decide who wins and who loses. Important, you can intuit it. You don't need a leverage chart. You don't need a win expectancy chart to understand it in your bones when these things matter. And what that means is have good players ready. Have good pitchers ready to come in who aren't tired. So he leaves him in, and then there's Mancini, and he's still in. And Lance Lynn's really struggling. So things turn there. Now, fine, I guess I'll let's see who we've got ready in the bullpen.
It's Ruiz.
And it's Ruiz. We know he throws hard, and sometimes he's okay, and sometimes he's not. But Joe Kelly is available. Kendall Graveman's available. Better pitchers are available for a critical moment that will decide the game. But he doesn't do it. The logic being, and we found out after, and we'll take some time to actually hear what he had to say about this, because that's what makes you want to just jump off a bridge, is this idea that you're powerless against this willful misunderstanding of leverage. I'm going to use my worst pitcher for the outs that do matter, so I can save my better pitcher for the outs that will end up not mattering. That's not okay. It's not okay. The multiplication of mistakes to leave Lynn in. He's begging to come in. And there was one person that reached out via Twitter. I think it was Twitter. Might have been email. Who said, at the game by the bullpen, where a ready Ruiz thought he was going in when Mullins was coming up, was ready, standing there, waiting at the gate to go in, and was visibly upset when he didn't, and looking around in the bullpen like,
Why am I not in right now?
Right. Is it,
while probably at the same time, Lance Lynn is like, why am I still out here?
He knows. Lance Lynn knows he's tired. And you can tell.
I've been back for a couple of starts.
And he's kicking them around the mountain, scraping it like a horse in a stall. You could see that. So it's one thing to be wrong about when the starter comes out. It's another thing to then not care enough about what's right in front of you. The game is right in front of you to be like, well, I wish I could use my good pitcher, but I didn't get him ready because I wouldn't possibly envision this. Come on.
Last week when we were talking about the White Sox and we were kind of going through all of the issues, and it's going to be something that we do a lot through these last 90 games. One of the points that we got to, and we didn't spend a ton of time on it, but we got to it, is you also don't have a strong staff. If you are going to have a manager who sometimes is going to manage by his gut, sometimes is managing games from 10 years ago, you best have a strong staff that can help point him in the right direction. Now, it's probable that the guys that are on that roster have made suggestions about getting people up, getting people into games, lineup construction, and it's just been ignored. But there's no one on that staff right now that I think has enough sway to help the manager in these moments when he doesn't seem to understand what's going on or how to deploy the White Sox. To me, the word you used was willful, and you're right. And you know how I know you're right about this, Dan? Because in the playoffs, he understands this concept. In the playoffs, he understands that a starter might have to be gone in the fourth inning, and you might end up in a situation where you have to throw someone else early on. I get that you can't manage 162 like a playoff game. Like, that's impossible to do it. But in moments like Saturday, when you've already lost two games in a series, you're trying to go for a split at the most, and you already had the idea of having Kelly ready for the eighth up, someone has to say, is this the best move? Maybe we should get Kelly up now. Look at where we are in the lineup. Let's see if we can get out of this and win this game.
I would venture to say that he is the only current MLB manager who tries to not understand leverage. Even Mike Matheny, even some of these dead enders are still more aware. Like a little bit of modern thinking has osmosed into their thick skulls. Look at and this idea, what really drives me, well, he's old and set in his ways. Screw that. I don't care how old one is. Dusty Baker has become a good manager. Dusty Baker. I sat here and railed against Dusty Baker, you know, leaving starters in and all of these old guys that are moving parts and anything you want to say about this stuff. But you know what he's done? He's learned. He's been intellectually curious. He's been adaptive. At every stop, he's gotten better with something. Better about the way starting pitchers are used or the bullpen. And he's kept all the soft stuff, all the clubhouse stuff he's been good at in his own ways. And even, you know, I give Dusty a ton of credit.
Well, you should, because you used to tear him apart.
I did, and I would apologize to him if given the chance, but for some things that I didn't appreciate at the time for what they were, and I know better now, and I know better. And I think I treated him too harshly looking back on it, because I think I was bullheaded and unfair about some things. But just from a baseball perspective alone, he's gone out of his way not to say, well, okay, I guess I'll do what you want, you're the front office, but to understand, why do we do it this way? Okay, you know what? That makes sense. And you know what? The generation of players, they understand too. They get it. They know what these new roles are. So it kills me to have a manager who goes out of his way to not get it and is proud of not getting it. That's not okay.
And wants and dares you to ask him about it. But this is what I meant when I talked about the concept of Tony's resume managing the team. And it's him not being in the moment of a game. It's, well, I've always done it this way. Or it's, to be fair, it is often difficult for any of us to move off of positions that we've had. And then when you throw in the level of success that Tony has had as a manager, I understand why some of this stuff is difficult. But at the end of it, you're a guy that wants to win. Tim Anderson says the reason that they connect to each other is their level of competition. There are moments when I feel like he's not giving his team the best competitive advantage possible. And you would think that someone that wants to win as badly as Tony La Russa does would then go out and educate himself, would go out and try to be better at managing these moments. Would, if there are people on his staff that are telling him to work through some of this stuff, that he would listen to those people. But everything about this feels like a selfish person living out a fantasy and looking at it as everyone else is there to serve him instead of it being a part of a collective. And I mean everyone. I mean from all the way, like he's in the middle of the spectrum of White Sox hierarchy, although he's probably at the top. But the idea of being on the same page as your front office and looking at your front office saying, well, hey, we know that you need some help because you've got a lot of guys that are injured. We're gonna fast track this prospect and we're gonna get him to the major leagues. We'd like for him to get at bats. Oh, you would, huh? Well, I'm gonna sit him for the first 2 days. I'll figure out when to put him in. But I mean, we brought him here to help you. Great. You want to see him? Cool. We'll start him tomorrow and we'll lead him off. Then we'll see. Because he does this. That's a part of the old school design of Tony La Russa. And I do think that in certain cases, he can even look at the White Sox and go, it worked with Andrew Vaughn. That I made him earn his playing time. And it worked. That's not how I see it, Dan. But I think that's how he sees it. I think that he sees it as, don't question me on player development. Because look at this player that I developed last year by making him earn an opportunity. That's what we're seeing. This is who he is. And that's one of the things that makes it less fun. Lenine Sosa getting his first start should have been a celebration. It should have been a celebration. And shout out to White Sox fans who were there at the park that were happy that he was getting this opportunity. But what it ended up being was everyone kind of looking at it and going, that's not what you do to a young player who jumps steps. You're just going to go in and lead them off like that in a game that you kind of need. That seems unfair. And it seems like a guy who continues to buck against people that are just trying to point out there might be a better way to do it. And his response is always going to be, there's only my way. And I know I'm right because I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Our next segment's going to point that out as after the game on Saturday, it wasn't just the answer to a question. It was the way it was answered that recapitulated much of what's entirely wrong with this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.